I think there's every reason to believe that Seattle will be the capital of social entrepreneurship within the next 10 years, meaning that the city will be the prime influencer in a geographical sense of what it means to take an entrepreneurial bent to solving social and environmental issues.
My name is Michael Looney Libis. I'm a serial entrepreneur in Seattle. I've been doing startups for 20 years.
My name is Brian Howe. I'm the founder of Hubs Seattle, and that's the space that we're currently in. Hubs, a membership community for social entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurs are taking market-driven approaches to social and environmental issues. The event was something we called SocEnt Weekend. And the SocEnt stands for Social Entrepreneur or Social Enterprise, depending on what mood we're in. We had hosted a startup weekend a few weeks previously and got some advice from their team, and they do incredible work. Startup Weekend has multiple events every single weekend of the year all the way across the world with a very similar format, but without the focus on social or good coming out of it. So it came out of a desire to really create a more healthy environment here in Seattle for entrepreneurs who wanted to focus on social, financial, and environmental returns. We had some incredible mentors show up. The mayor of Seattle kicked us off on Friday night with a good speech about
change,
really.
Yeah.
He came in.
The exceedingly slow change in his world.
Yeah.
Hoping we could show him something faster. And we launched 13 companies 50 hours later, so I said we probably did a pretty good job of that. One that I really liked out of the weekend was Sharebox, the for-profit tool lending library. So, you know, normal libraries you pay via taxes, but private libraries, people pay a fee. This would be a fee, but not for books, but for tools. And their implementation was to do it inside a shipping container. So take an old shipping container, refurbish it to be a library, and stick it in a parking lot or an unused space in a neighborhood so that people have access to tools, right? Not just rental, but you join it and you give them your extra tools, and in exchange you get access to other people's tools. Another company that had an interesting pedigree was Seattle Farm Brokers. So Seattle Farm Brokers began with Mayor Mike McGinn and his opening speech. And about two-thirds of the way in his speech, he started talking about problems that the city was facing and some potential solutions. Then he paused and said, "I guess I'm pitching."
Which was encouraging, because he came into the night saying, "What is a social entrepreneur? I'm not familiar with this term." And 15 minutes later, he was pitching an idea for a social enterprise.
The city has extra land that's unused. And a separate problem he was having was there's some refugees in this city who only know how to farm. And so he said, "Well, why don't we take those two problems and put them together and solve both problems at the same time by taking the unused land and turning it to urban farms." Change within City Hall is slow, right? For the city to go put together a program to go do something like this, they could potentially do it. It might take them a decade, right? Versus a startup who had an idea to go do this and do it as an online service or some other version of a service could probably get it done much quicker. So we had it done by Sunday. So yeah, it is possible that the city of Seattle in 2 or 3 or 4 years could solve that problem. It's in fact solved on Bainbridge Island. So I live on Bainbridge Island. We have a nonprofit. It's called Friends of the Farm. They manage the city-owned property that is farmland. But if Seattle solved it, it wouldn't be solved for Portland or San Francisco or New York City or any other place in the world. But if a for-profit or nonprofit, if a social enterprise solved it, they would then have a platform that they could go and sell or partner or whatever the business model is with every city in the world.
Richard Branson probably said it best, actually. He said, "The reason why we need social entrepreneurs is because they think about leverage, scale, and impact, something that the NGO and the government worlds have not done in as efficient a way or as inspiring a way. Business women and businessmen think about how do I take the small thing and create good leverage? How is this going to scale?"
Yeah, I'm a for-profit guy.
Yeah.
I worry about problems that can be solved with for-profit companies. But even when I work with companies that are non-profit companies, these days they have to be sustainable companies.
Market-driven.
Just because they're non-profit doesn't mean they're not viable and sustainable in terms of money in from customers or stakeholders, right? So, you know, it matters whether you want to be totally mission-driven or totally profit-driven. Either way, you got to make more money than you spend.